I thought your father was in charge of Christmas decorations.
Oh, no, no, not this year. We're doing it my way. That's why I'm ordering a tasteful tree here. They'll even deliver it on Christmas Eve, fully decorated.
Gee, that'll be fun for Freddy.
Oh, no, Frederick won't be joining me this year. He's spending his vacation on an archaeological tour with Lilith.
Spending Christmas with dried up old bones?
I thought I told you. She's taking him on an archaeological tour. Oh, good Lord. Look how late it's gotten.
Well, don't blame me. You're the one who spent 20 minutes looking for that candle holder thing.
Oh, no, no. It's a menorah, Roz. Thought I'd get one for Frederick for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot Frederick is half Jewish.
Yes. Between the Crane Boy jeans and Lilith's contribution, I'm not sure the NFL is holding its breath.
I need to go over the Notions and try to find something for Calvin, the security guard.
Really? What are you getting him?
If I knew, I wouldn't be going to Notions.
Excuse me. I'd like to get a gift for that woman I was with. How about this sweater right here?
Excellent choice.
I'm not sure of the size, though. Could you find me this in a medium? Thank you.
It's a madhouse in there.
Ross.
People pushing and shoving for nose hair clippers. Is there a nasal hair epidemic I don't know about?
Here's your sweater.
Is he talking to you?
No. No, no, he's talking
to... He's talking to me. It's for my niece. But I'm a bit worried about the size. You know, she's just about your height. Do you mind my asking? Would this fit you?
That's a little big for me.
What about the color? A little blah?
Personally, I like the blue.
I agree. Thank you so much. Oh. I will take a smaller size in the blue, and please gift wrap it.
Coming right up.
Oh, Roz, it looks like Notions has thinned out.
Oh, good. So you think Calvin will like the nose hair clippers?
I think we can be sure he doesn't own a pair. Gosh, thank you so much for bailing me out that way.
My pleasure. Helen.
Helen Frazier.
Not Frazier Crane. From the radio show?
Yes.
Oh, I listen to you every time I come to Seattle to visit my daughter, Faye.
Oh, that's very kind.
You know, you really should know your wife's size.
Oh, she's not my wife.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
It's all right.
Girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend, actually. I'm unattached.
Oh, well, I've taken enough of your time. Although, there is one small thing you could help me with. I'm looking for something for my daughter.
Oh, what is it?
No, I really shouldn't ask. No.
No, please.
No, it's too much of an imposition.
No, after the way you came to my rescue, I would be delighted to help you in any way I can. What is it you're looking to get for your daughter?
A date with a nice unattached doctor.
Well, I certainly walked into that one, didn't I?
It wasn't my first time.
All right, now, as soon as this woman gets here, you give me 5 minutes and then call me on my cell phone. If I am miserable, I will simply say it's an emergency and excuse myself.
Ah, yes, the ever-valuable escape call.
Oh, you've done them.
No, but I've seen them done.
Excuse me, are you Frazier?
Faye? Yes, well, hello. How did you know it was me?
You had that horror-stricken look of someone who's met my mother.
Oh, no. Please. Shall we?
Oh, no, that's very sweet of you, but you don't have to go through with this. I really just came to apologize.
No, please. Please, why don't you sit down?
Hey, Dr. Crane. Are you here with your brother?
No, actually, he's on a blind date.
Oh. Oh, he is, isn't he? Oh, look at him.
I think he really fancies her. Uh-huh. You know, it's always so obvious when a man likes a woman. You can just tell by his awkward body language. Shifting in his chair. He doesn't know quite what to do with his hands. He's as nervous as a hen. Oh, for God's sake, stop fidgeting.
So your mother tells me that you're a lawyer.
Well, that's typical. I was a lawyer, and I quit 2 years ago, and I'm a pastry chef.
Really?
Yes. I work in a little French restaurant in town. Maybe you've heard of it, Le Cigar Volant.
Oh, my God, it's one of my favorites. I had dinner there last Friday night.
Well, I worked there last Friday night. What did you have?
The Grand Marnier Soufflé.
I made that.
Well, it was poetry on a plate.
Thank you. You didn't happen to find my earring in it, did you? I'm kidding.
Oh, God. You know, suddenly I'm glad that your mother is as pushy as she is. It's funny, though, you're nothing like her.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Dr. Crane, can I ask a favor? What are you doing for the next 10 nights? Because my...
Yes. Excuse me, finish the question.
Well, my neighborhood theatre group is putting on a holiday review. In fact, we're performing in the common room of Dr. Crane's building.
Right downstairs?
Yeah. But we're still looking for a musical director. I would never ask you, but they put me in charge of the whole thing.
Oh, well, count me in. Is the show more religious in tone or secular?
Well, we couldn't quite agree, so we ended up with a mixed bag. We open with the No Room at the Inn scene, then it's a rousing version of Jingle Bell Rock, a brief medley from Jesus Christ Superstar, and the first act ends with Santa's elves and the three wise men all linking arms and singing Frosty the Snowman.
Well, excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
Of course, I love Boston, but, well, there's no place like home. Excuse me. Yes, hello. Yes, no, you know what? I'll just have to sign those papers later. Thank you. Office work.
That was an escape call, wasn't it?
No. What are you talking about?
Come on, it's a blind date. You wanted to wait to back out.
Oh, goodness, you are sharp, aren't you? How did you know? Well, that would be just lovely. All right, I'll see you soon. Well, isn't that nice? Faye's dropping by.
Oh, you've been seeing a lot of her lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You know, she really is quite wonderful.
Well, I thought she was off to Florida with her mother.
Yes, she is. They're both popping by on their way to the airport. I guess someone wanted to rack up a few more frequent Frasier miles.
You don't ever actually say those things to the woman, do
you? Oh, no, no.
Dr. Crane, you're here.
Well, yes, the show starts in half an hour.
Yeah, could you give me a hand? I still have to sew the chains to Jacob Marley's tux for the dance number.
Oh, happy to.
Jacob Marley? They're doing a Christmas carol, too?
No, they're not. They worked him into the nativity scene.
Hey, Frasier, where's a good spot for Rudolph this year?
Dad. Please, I thought we had an agreement about the decorations.
I know, but what's Christmas without Rudolph?
But he is not even one of the original reindeer.
Well, do the others have a song?
Look, I'm not having this discussion again.
Because you know I'm right. Oh. Well, forget it. I wouldn't want to ruin your design of Christmas.
Oh, Faye.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you. Here, let me take your coat.
Thank you.
Where's Helen?
She's talking to your doorman. She's trying to fix him up with my cousin Janet, and I couldn't bear to watch.
I'll just leave that ajar for her then.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You have a wreath.
Yes, so?
Aren't you Jewish?
No. No, why do you ask?
The day we met, my mother saw you shopping for a menorah.
Yes, for my son. My ex-wife is Jewish.
Oh, God.
Is there a problem?
For me, no, but my mother is another story, and here I was wondering what we talk about on the 7-hour flight to Miami.
You know what? I can just take this down.
No. I have to stop being a child about these things. If she's upset, she's upset.
How many stopovers do you have?
Two.
I'll take it down.
Thank you. I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, it's no problem.
I can't believe I'm actually asking you to pretend to be Jewish on Christmas Eve.
It's all right, really. It probably won't even come up.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Hello, Frasier.
Helen. Hi.
Oh, what a beautiful apartment you have.
Thank you very much.
Get out!
What?
Of that coat already.
So, Frasier, you grew up in Seattle?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
Such a pretty city,
oh,
huh?
Yes.
I guess you were bar mitzvahed here.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. What a proud day that was. I can still remember reading from the Torah before the rabbi and the cantor and the moil.
The moil?
The one who did your circumcision?
Yes. Yes, I just wanted to show him that there were no hard feelings. Niles,
hello all. You must be Faye. Mm-hmm.
And I'm her mother, Helen Moskowitz.
And I'm Frasier's brother, Niles.
Yes.
Oh, what happened to the...
The Moskowitz family that lived down the hall, they moved. You know, Niles, why don't you come and help me in the kitchen? I'm just about to pour everybody a drink.
What's going on?
Faye's mother thinks that we're Jewish. Just play along.
Okay. Why?
Well, it's important to Faye. Faye is important to me. Do you think you can pull it off?
No problem. Oh, ham.
Niles. Please. You've got to find a time to tell Dad about this, too.
You mean Papa?
Stop it.
Wait.
Fraser.
What? Is that for Helen?
Yes.
What if she's expecting Jewish wine?
Gosh, I'm afraid I don't have any of that on hand.
Sorry, it's easy enough. It's just like regular wine, plus a little of this. Try that.
It's dreadful.
Perfect.
Oh. Here we are.
Oh, thank you. Who has a nice toast? Niles?
Oh, all right. L'chaim. Mazel tov. Next year in Jerusalem.
Take it down a notch, Tevye.
Hey, Frage, you know, since it's the night before...
Dad! Cut!
Oh, would it be a crime for somebody to tell me we had guests here? Hi, I'm Marty Crane. I'm Frazier's dad. Although you'd never guess it from the way I'm treated like a second-class citizen around here. But as long as Frazier's happy, why should my feelings matter?
Niles, why don't you see if you can go help Dad in the kitchen?
Well, okay. All right, but he'll probably just kvetch at me, and frankly, I don't need the tsuris.
That's... I don't know how to be Jewish.
Well, but just answer questions with a question.
Like what?
What, I have to explain everything?
Well, can't you give me an example?
What, I should give you an example?
You gonna help me or not?
You're saying I'm not being helpful?
Oh, forget it!
So, Marty, both your sons are doctors. How'd you work that out?
I've no idea. Do I?
Well, I just got the phone call every producer dreads.
What is it?
Someone's dropping out of the show. You don't suppose you could take over one of the roles?
Well, I don't see why not. I know all the songs.
Wonderful.
It was nice meeting you both.
Likewise. We're leaving, too. Could you send the elevator back up? We'll be right down.
Oh, happy to. So who dropped out?
Mr. Blanchard.
Oi.
Well, you know, it's been great spending some time with the two of you. I wish you could stay longer.
Well, actually, we can. I just called the airline. The plane is delayed an hour.
Well, isn't that good news?
You know, I hate to be forward, but I'd love to taste whatever smells so wonderful in that kitchen.
And I would love to give you a taste, except it isn't done yet. Well, more good news. I don't know how much longer we can continue this charade. My God, when Dad started to talk about working on his own car, I thought we were goners.
Well, we only have to keep it up for another half an hour. Actually, I think I have an idea.
Really?
Go out there.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it is with that brisket. It just won't cook through.
I could take a look.
No, we don't have the time. I just got off the phone with the airlines. They've pushed the flights back up, so we really have to get going.
Oh, really? All right.
Gosh, you know, I wish you could stay longer. It's just I'd hate to have you be late for your plane.
Hello, sir.
On the other hand. You can't leave until you've seen the apartment.
What?
All right, let's start in the bedroom. There's plenty of time. Oh, Dad, could you see who that is and make sure they come back later?
Whatever you want, Frazier, as usual.
Hello, sir, and let me wish you a merry...
Shh, bring that thing back in about an hour.
No way, sir. It's Christmas Eve, and I got a full truck downstairs.
Oh.
So where do you want it?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
You know, a lot of people put them in their living rooms.
Here, put it in the bathroom, okay? No, just put it in, all right?
Don't worry.
All right, come on, quick.
Okay. You'll have, you know...
Shut up, get out.
It's a beautiful bedroom, Frazier.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I noticed you were sort of quiet, Faye. Almost as though you'd been in there before. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I have, Ma, but I was drunk and it was dark. I don't remember so much.
You see how she talks to her mother?
Jesus! I'll tell you what.
I just realized that you haven't seen the beautiful balcony. Dad, would you do the honors and I'll check on the brisket?
What is going on?
The man who was supposed to do the number from Jesus Christ Superstar, he couldn't go on. He slipped in the shower. Man who can walk on water, but no.
Yes, yes, it's dripping with iron. Buzz, what are you doing here?
The minute I got within 10 feet of the hay for the manger scene, my allergies kicked in. I think I left my nasal spray here somewhere.
I am terribly sorry to tell you this, but you've got to get the hell out of here.
I don't think that kind of language is appropriate.
Oh, just shut up.
Would you believe it? It's still pink in the middle. By the time my brisket's done, my kugel will be dry as the Sinai.
But now I think we're cutting it close.
Yes, you know, you're quite right. We can continue the tour at another time. Let me walk you to the door.
Thank you so much, Frasier. You're a wonderful host.
Oh, well.
You know, maybe I should go to the powder room before we go.
Oh, here, allow me. Helen, I am so terribly sorry. Yes.
I'll let you all sort this out. I really have to go.
I understand this is your busy time.
Ma, Frasier's not Jewish. I told him to pretend so you wouldn't freak out.
What? Well, you think I care? You can date anyone you want.
Since when?
I can't believe you're embarrassing me like this.
You embarrass me on an hourly basis?
I embarrass you? Are you hearing
this? You know,
this?
Maybe we should just give you your drivers.
No one leaves. You see, you are making them uncomfortable in their own home. You could have trusted me to understand. All I want is for you to be happy.
As long as I'm happy in the life that you pick out for me.
Excuse me for being a terrible mother. All I do is care.
Oh, here it comes, the guilt. Just because I don't want you controlling my whole life.
So what do you want me to do about it? Cut myself out of it? You hate me?
Sometimes I do hate you. I shouldn't have said that.
Why not? I am too involved. It's because you're all I have.
But you can't keep running my life.
Although maybe we should just...
Sit. We're nearly done. I have been smothering you. Maybe it's time I learned to let you go.
I don't want to be let go. I want you in my life, just not running it. I do love you, Mom.
Oh, baby, I love you too. Oh.
Well, we should go.
Right. Oh, thank you for a lovely visit. Enjoy your holiday.
I am so sorry about all this.
That's all right. That's all right. Call me when you get back. Good night.
Boy, that was something.
Certainly was. God, we've had a couple of squabbles today, but nothing like that.
No way.
Well, maybe I should get that Christmas tree out of the bathroom.
Right. Like 1 minute, they're talking about one little problem, and suddenly it's everything else. Then it gets all emotional and messy, and then they're hugging, and then it's all over.
Yep. Well, I suppose that's the healthiest way to go about it, huh, Dad?
Yeah, I guess you can't keep that stuff bottled up.
Oh, no, you sit on it, you just get madder and madder.
Yeah, best thing is just lay it on the line.
Exactly.
Yeah. Frasier, I want my Rudolph out for Christmas.
What, this again?
It's just not Christmas without it.
Dad, we had an agreement about the Christmas decorations this year.
No, but your Christmas stinks. I mean, do you call that a tree?
You know, would it kill you to have a tasteful Christmas just once in your life? Every year we do Christmas your way.
And you have things your way every damn day. I mean, look at it. There's nothing of mine around this place except for my chair. And you've taken pot shots at that right from the start because it doesn't fit in with your frou-frou knickknacks.
Oh, that's right, Dad. Go ahead. Ridicule everything I do, the way I eat, the way I decorate.
Do you have any idea how that makes me feel?
Well, you know how it makes me feel to live like a guest in my own home.
Dad, I do everything I can to make you feel welcome in this house, but nothing I ever do is good
you
enough.
Got a strange way of making me feel welcome, taking Christmas away from me, the one time of the year when I get to do things my way, like it used to be in our home, with your mother and when you were kids. You know, that's a nice memory for me. You'd think as a psychiatrist, you'd figure that out.
Oh, fine, now I'm not even a good psychiatrist. I guess I'm just a big fat letdown.
And I'm just a burden to you, and I hate living here.
And I hate you living here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, I feel terrible.
So do I. They were hugging by now.
We never should have tried this. We're not Jewish.
No. Maybe Mrs. Shapiro next door can talk us through it.
She's out of town.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I never should have said what I said.
Oh, Dad, no, I should have been more sensitive. I am a psychiatrist.
And you're a damn good one, too, and I'm very proud of you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Dad, I didn't mean any of the things I said. I love having you here.
I love being here. I always have.
Honesty?
Well, no, but I thought it'd get us to the hug.
All right, let's try.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Happy holidays, everybody!